Korea, Tatarala Baharian, da dari Bessia, Prokopokia, Rikian, da dalla Baharian, Zedidia, Sukurian, da dalla Bahaya, Redidian, Sukuria, Kapaya, Redidian, Dorobokoya, Rikian, da Redidian, Dorobohosian, da dalla Namandia, da dalla Bessia, Prokosokuria, Ande, Redidian, da dalla Bakia, Rikian, da Redidian, da dalla Bokoshi, da Redidian, da Redidian, da Dorobokoshi, da Ramandi, da Dorobohosia, Rikia, Tatatande, Andere di Bocosi, capa papa papa papanso, corriere delle vecchie, papanso, ricchette di andere da bacata da bandere di andere da corriere, papanso, isandere da nama alicchia, tararala bacata, andere di andere da vecchia, papanso, lecchia, papanso, copricchetta, andere di andere da Bocosi, bevevivian, babababababababababanso, che ricchichi, vicichi, pucusi, bevecchia, papanso, corre, bevecchian, babababanso, copaia, ricchia, papapanso, corria, papapanzia, tatandele li andere da bacchia, tapocosci, ricchi pandu, cuscelaba, andi andere di andere da Bocosi, Taia, Rebabanso Korea, Papapanse, che le li andare deve sia Brocosso Korea, Papapansoia, Reke Pepe Pianse, che le Bahandi e Variandere di Andere Bohosia, Papapansia, Andere di Andere Bassia, Brocosse, che Pando, Dorie della Macaia, e Sabaracatate delle li andare deve sia Brocosso Cosce, Bevi Pianse Bea, Rekete di Andere de Bacandere, Nana Macata, Andere di Andere di Andere di Andere Bocosse, che Dana Masia, Ayam Dabdal Kore, Beshe Kapandele Lilian Durukoshe Kaparia Tatandele Lilian Shikaya, Rikiandere la Bahaya la Bakia Pokoshiki Ambarikia Tatandele Kiki Pariko, Eva Bababan Sukuria Papam Pebibian Babandele Lilian Derabakosebe, Alabore Bebebe Sukoshe Kevaya Bababan Sukuria Tata. Aya na 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 mandia la bocori andare li anche che be richiam papa bocco scere le li andare le bocco sonde le la bahia richia tante le le besio cori a tarana mascele bandie na na macoia papa pansoa e a tante le le li andare le bocco se capa papa panso cori a papa pansea ie dam bam bandie le le li andare le bocco ia papa panso coia papa pansea tata le le si andava coa Ah, ye na 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 manso koshe kapaya, la bandiera da makayu koshe kapaya. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father. We thank you that your word goes forth and performs what you sent it to do, and it does not return to you void. We thank you that you are the Lord of hosts. Your angels excel in strength. They perform your word and hearken unto the voice of your word. We receive eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. We receive hearts that understand. Lord God, we thank you that you are building something on the inside of us. You are making us an apostolic people. You are transforming us into a governing body. And we take this seriously, Father. We will expand your kingdom with fruit that remains. We bless the word. We honor the work of the Spirit. We submit to your formation in Jesus' name. Welcome to 60 for 60 at noon. Thank you all for coming in on this afternoon. We are so glad that you are here. 60 for 60 is our disciplined invitation into a deeper life of prayer, right? This is not about a mood. This is not about convenience. We are building a consistent rhythm that trains the inner man to stay with God, right? And so we've committed 60 minutes of prayer each day at a minimum, but we're not here to check off a box. Amen. We are not here to check off a box. We break that into three 20-minute increments because we are training our inner man to be consistent and to endure. So we pray 20 minutes at 5, We pray 20 minutes at 12 noon together, and then we pray 20 minutes on our own before we lay our heads down to rest. Now, this is at a minimum. We are open to going past those 20 minutes because we want to stay with God. Amen. We have learned that prayer is not only communication, but prayer is a time of formation. Prayer establishes our spiritual sensitivity. I'm sure that there are many of you here that your spiritual sensitivity has increased because of this intentional time that you've been spending with God. Prayer strengthens the will. It purifies our motives. It builds, amen, our discernment. And it produces spiritual authority because it aligns us with God's perspective and God's priorities. So when we pray this way, we're not only asking for things. We are becoming a people who can carry what we actually are asking for. Today, we're going to have a conversation and then prayer around firm foundation. A firm foundation is what allows God to add weight and height to us without our collapsing. It is what allows God to increase responsibility without distorting our character. It is what allows God to widen our influence without destabilizing our soul. In construction, no serious builder starts with just the walls. The process begins beneath what people will ever photograph. There's always a site evaluation when construction starts. They start surveying the land. They pay close attention. These are things we don't even think about. But if you've ever built a house from the ground up, or if you've ever seen a beautiful architectural piece in or building in your city, they are starting with the soil conditions first. Then they load the capacity. There's excavation that removes what cannot bear weight on that land. There is a footing that is measured and that is formed before they ever start putting anything into the ground. There is steel reinforcement, right? There is concrete that must be poured correctly. And then, wait a minute, not just poured, but it has to be cured. There are inspections that go along on every level of that building, right? So to ensure that there is no structural failure, because it's too expensive to ignore. So when builders skip these stages, the result is not merely an ugly structure. The result is an unsafe structure. And so over time, the weight is going to produce stress, and then stress is going to reveal weak points in the building, and then the weak points are going to create shifting in the building or in the home, and then shifting is going to produce cracking, and then cracking is going to produce instability. You see, everything is a domino effect. Eventually, what looked successful, right, on the outside becomes uninhabitable because what is underneath could not carry what was placed on top. And this is a principle, a spiritual principle that we must take heed to. Many people attempt to fix what shows on the surface, but the real issue sits underneath. God does not begin by making you visible. God begins by making you and I stable. God does not begin by giving us weight. No, God begins by forming what can actually carry weight. God does not begin with applause. God begins with our integrity. So today, we're going to build here. We're going to address the foundation layer of the life of the believer and the foundation layer of a house that God intends to use. We're going to deal with what holds things up, what keeps things clean, what keeps things consistent, what keeps things strong. when pressure increases. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ezra, the book of Ezra, chapter number 6, verse number 3. And it reads, in the first year of King Cyrus issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt, is what he said. The place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations of it be firmly laid. Its height is 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits. Now, it says, in the year of King Cyrus, King Cyrus issued a decree. King Cyrus is not a priest. He is an authoritative ruler that is issuing an order. Okay? He issues a decree that establishes a standard and an expectation. All right? He issues a decree that creates clarity around what actually must be done. It removes any ambiguity, right? And this is very important because it reveals a spiritual principle. God does not build with impulse. God always builds by order. He builds very intentionally. He builds with requirements, right, that protect what he is building. If you look, if you listen to what I just said about building a home or building a building, look at all of the things that happen prior to us even laying one beam into the foundation of the soil. There's requirements that must be met prior to building, and there are requirements that must be met in order for us to be built. Okay? So what we need to understand is that foundations are not something that's optional. All right? Foundations are non-negotiable because your structure demands a firm foundation. Your structure demands that you pay close attention to the requirements. It says concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. So the decree is targeting what? The house of God. It's not centered around one person's gift. It's not centered around a leader's personality. It is centered on the place where God is honored and where God is hosted, where covenant is remembered, where worship is, right? Where sacrifice is offered. Okay, this is important for a body, right? A house cannot be sustained by gifting. A house is sustained by order, by agreement, by maturity. A house is sustained by a shared conviction that honors God's standards. Okay? A house is sustained when people in it become stable enough to carry their portion of the responsibility. It says, let the house be rebuilt. Now listen, if something is being rebuilt, that means it's being restored after something has been lost. It's implying that there was something that previously was damaged, something that there was some type of previous disruption, some type of previous vulnerability. Okay? Rebuilding is the acknowledgement that something has to be restored, but this time it's got to be restored correctly. Okay? So rebuilding something, restoring something is about correction. When something is rebuilt, the builder has an opportunity to address what was missing. The builder has the opportunity to reinforce. The builder has the opportunity to establish what should have been established from the beginning. Okay? So in spiritual terms, rebuilding often includes repentance. It often includes realignment. It often includes learning what has not been learned. It includes healing what has not been healed. It includes strengthening what was previously weakened. This is the place where they offered sacrifices. So we're defining the purpose of this place. The house is rebuilt so that worship can be restored. Sacrifice is about what? Cost. Sacrifice is about surrender. This is a place where we offer sacrifices. Sacrifice is about covenant loyalty. This means the house exists for God's pleasure, not for human performance, not for what we desire, but for God's pleasure. It exists to cultivate a people who honor God with their obedience, not just with their sound, right? It exists to produce a community that treats holiness as an everyday practice. So a firm foundation begins with clear purpose. And so if the purpose is compromised, then the structure is going to become vulnerable. If the purpose is honored, then the structure becomes a place where God's presence is hosted with reverence. It says, let the foundations of it be firmly laid. All right? Foundations are the unseen layer that determines whether that structure can endure. Oh, a foundation carries a load. A foundation resists shifting. Come on. A foundation can handle tension. A foundation is going to protect integrity. Spiritually, foundations are our internal architecture. Foundation is what you truly believe, not what you can repeat. Foundation is what your heart has received and become convicted by. Foundation is what you obey when nobody is looking. Foundation is what guides how you respond under pressure. It's not about your gifts, not about your talents. It's about your character. It's about your integrity. It's about your disciplined spiritual habits. What do you put first? Consistent obedience. It's about governed thinking. And then the last thing that this scripture talks about, its height is 60 cubits. Its weight is 60 cubits. God gives dimensions. Dimensions reveal intent. Height is going to communicate that God is not building something small in purpose. Width is communicating that God intends to build something that can hold capacity and that can be stable. God intends to reach. God intends room. But the order is important. Foundations are addressed before dimensions. God does not prioritize the expansion over the stability. God does not prioritize the increase over integrity. He's asking, he's speaking to our requirements. The size of what God intends must be matched by the strength of what supports it. So, firm foundation today is how God is going to protect the future version of you, Stacy, the future version of you, Laveda, the future version of you, Brittany, Zaporia, Fashionette, Tara, Barshay, all of you here. That foundation is how God protects the future version of you. God's intention for your life can be very weighty, but firm foundation is how God prevents your future from crushing your present. It is how God forms stability before he exposes you. He makes you mature before access. He makes you integral before he gives you influence. Firm foundation is formed through conviction that's going to govern your decisions. See, information is going to educate you, but your conviction is what's going to govern you. Your firm foundation is growing when truth moves from your agreement into what you practice. And that practice shows up in your habits. It shows up in your boundaries. It shows up in your priorities. It's going to show up in your obedience. Firm foundation is required for any house that's going to carry governmental authority. A governing people cannot be built on inspiration alone. You don't just come here to be inspired. That's a part of it. You come here to be formed. A governing people must be built on pillars. Pillars are people who are consistent. Pillars are people who are responsible. Pillars are people who do not crumble when pressure rises. Firm foundation is going to close the gap between what you say and your spiritual reality. It's closing the gap between spiritual language and spiritual reality. Many believers can speak so eloquently, so correctly, but they live so inconsistently. Your foundation gonna close that gap. It's gonna produce congruence. It's gonna produce alignment. It's gonna produce the kind of integrity that allows God to trust a life with responsibility. Firm foundation makes you sustainable. It's going to make your growth sustainable. It's going to make your progress transferable. Did you hear what I said today? A firm foundation is going to make your growth sustainable, and it's going to make your progress transferable. God wants your growth to remain. God wants your growth to remain. God wants your growth to remain. He wants your progress to be held. You got to hold that progress. And you got to make that progress transferable. Who are you transferring your progress to? Because when you transfer your progress, it's going to produce legacy thinking. It's going to produce stable families. It's going to produce stable homes, stable communities. And so today, are you committed to a firm foundation? Or are you going to just build on your talent and just ignore your character? Are you committed to a firm foundation? Are you going to just chase visibility and you're going to resist formation? Are you committed to a firm foundation? Are you going to keep asking God for greater responsibility but refuse the discipline that's required to carry it? Are you committed to a firm foundation? Are you going to treat foundation as optional? Are you going to treat correction as offense? Or will you let God do the unseen work? You cannot be fickle in this. You can't keep bouncing in and out. You can't keep saying, I know I need to, but then you don't. Are you going to let God do the unseen work? Are you going to embrace the process that strengthens the enemy? Are you going to commit? Some of you all are not committed. You're not committed. You are okay with being sporadic. I come a little bit, then I don't come a little bit. I do a little bit, then I don't do a little bit. You don't put God first. You don't put your process first. Are you going to be a stable pillar in the house? Will you become a trustworthy steward of whatever God places in your hands?
Will you become a people who can carry height and width without collapsing under the pressure? Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit ourselves today to your building process. We reject superficial Christianity, American Christianity. We reject living by impulses. We reject living even just on inspiration alone. We reject the desire for outcomes without obedience. We ask you for firm foundations. Firm foundations where our character is developed. We repent for every place where we substituted gifting for maturity. We repent for every place where we substituted activity for integrity. We repent for every place where we substituted emotion for consistency. We repent for private compromise that undermined public fruit. We repent for ignoring your corrections. We repent for resisting discipline. We repent for delaying obedience. Put a firmness in us. Establish your word as the authority in our minds and in our decisions. Let the scriptures be our standard that corrects us. Father, let it restrain us. Let it instruct us. Let it purify us. Let it govern our priorities. Let it govern our relationships. Let it govern our motives. Let it govern what we say yes to and what we must say no to. Father, strengthen prayer as a foundation in this people. Let our prayer life become disciplined. Let it be consistent. Let it be purposeful. Let it be intelligent. Let it become aligned with your heart. Let it become aligned with your agenda. Let it produce, Lord God, discernment. Let it produce sensitivity. Let it produce endurance. Let it produce clean authority. Lord Father, we ask you to heal identity, instability, where rejection has shaped decisions. Cleanse it, Father, where insecurity has ruled out our choices, uprooted today, Father, where performance has driven our behavior. We pray, God, that you would break it. Establish sonship, establish belonging, establish confidence in your love, establish confidence in your call, establish confidence in your voice, God, so that we do not sabotage what you entrust us with. Father, form our character with precision on today. Put integrity in our mouths and in our money. Put discipline in our calendars and in our commitments. Put humility in our posture, in our responses. Put truth in our private life, but put consistency in our secret place. Let our hidden life become strong, God, so that our public life becomes trustworthy. Father, expose every crack in the foundation that has been ignored. Expose it with mercy. Expose it with clarity. Bring conviction that produces change. Bring courage to correct habits that weaken stability, God. Bring strength, God, to remove what cannot bear weight. Bring wisdom to rebuild correctly, Father. God, we declare that this house will not be carried by charisma. This house will be carried by pillars. This house will be carried by people formed in truth, God. This house will be carried by people who honor your standards. This house will be carried by people who love correction, who obey quickly. Father, we ask you to lay foundations firmly, God, in this region, through this people. Establish a pure prayer culture. Establish a mature obedience culture. Establish a mature identity culture. Establish a pure, Lord God, a mature stewardship culture. Establish a pure, mature holiness culture. Establish a mature love culture. A pure love culture that does not compromise truth. We declare that what you build in us, it will last. It will last. It will last. We've been built. Holy Ghost tough. We shall last. We declare that what you form in us, it will remain. It will remain. We declare that what you entrust to us, it will not collapse, because the foundation is firm. We receive your building process. We receive your correction. We receive your wisdom. We receive your formation. Come on, somebody shout, it will remain. Come on, somebody shout, it will remain. It will last. What God is building in me, it will last. It will remain. Come on and unmute your line today and say, I will not collapse, because my foundation is firm. I am submitted to the building process. I am submitted to correction. I am submitted to wisdom. I am submitted to formation. Come on. I am built to last. I am built to last.
I am built to last.
Come on, lift up your voice, Jesus, people of God, and declare today,
Lord God,
I am built to last.
Lord God,
I am built to last.
Lord God,
I am built to last.
Oh God,
I am formed by the hand of God, and I will not be moved. I will not be moved. I may be bent, but I'm not broken. I will not collapse. I will not give in. I will endure.
Lord,
I have a capacity for more. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God, thank you. Oh, manda basala boho shekabaya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, God, for sealing us with your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God,
Hallelujah.
For bringing us into
Hallelujah.
Maturity, oh God. Thank you, God, Lord God, for shaping and molding us. Lord God, thank you, God, for perfecting your image in us, oh God. Thank you, God, Lord God, for placing, oh God, your spirit upon us, oh God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, we are grateful unto you, oh God.
Sometimes you got to let your belly fill up with an Oh God, I know we got to go. But if there's anybody that's on this line that wants to come forth on this day, if there's anybody that has a word of the Lord that wants to come forth, I want you to release it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If there be one today, if you have a testimony or that you want to release the word of the Lord, if you identify with the word, whatever you have that you want to share on today, please come forth at this time. Hallelujah.
Blessings, blessings. This is P.I.T. Tara. Mommy, I thank you so much. Thank you for this word today. I am a people who have been hurt in my past, but thanks be to God, because of you learned me how to take correction without being offended. You learned me how to push past my situations. I have learned so much with you being so obedient to God and everything that you said today. You said that you want this ministry to be a ministry that can take correction and abide in the things of God. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your correction. I'm grateful for everything that God has given you to implant in me. I'm so grateful for you and my sisters and my brothers in this ministry. I just give God glory. Thank you so much, St. Miami family. Thank you so much.
We give God praise. We give God praise, and we do only what the Lord wants us to do by His grace, by His grace, by His grace, by His grace, by
by his grace. It's no goodness of our own. It's only by his grace. There's no goodness in me. It's only the only good thing in me is God. The only good thing in me is God. He is the one we look to him on today. We give him praise. We give him glory. And it's by his grace. It's by his grace. It's by his grace. Hallelujah. Will there be another on today that would like to come forth? Please do so at this time.
Grace and peace, citizens of God. Grace and peace, it is Prophet Zipporah. I thank God. I echo the sentiments of our dear sister P.I.T. Tara, but I thank God for God. I thank God that when I wanted to give up, God would not let me go. I thank God that when I ran, that God's love and his purpose was relentless when it chased me down. I thank God for the lasso of purpose, that high target that would hog-tie me and pull me back and keep pulling me back. I thank God because he did not have to. I thank God for not allowing me to fall by the wayside and stay there. I thank God when you really think about the different avenues and the different roads of life that we all have turned and went down away from what God has said and what God has purposed for us. And because of his endearing love, because of purpose, we have been kept. No good deed of our own, but because of purpose, because of God's promise to see his word and his perfection come to pass. I thank God for God today that even in feeling inferior or inadequate, that God has showed that in him, that he has placed in me what I need. And because it is in him that we move and in him that we have our being, it is in him, because in us we are not adequate enough, but in him he is more than enough. He is all sufficient, all supplying God. I thank God for God today. I thank God for this word. I thank God for this charge. I thank God that it brings a chiseling even up to the heart to remind you, remember that God is the one that purposed us. God is the one that called us. God is the one that equips. God is the one who desires these things. God himself is the one who implements and places him inside of us to be able to go forward. I'm so grateful for God today. I am so grateful for God. Where would we be without God? I am so grateful for God. Thank you, Apostle, for obedience to the Father. Thank you for gathering us as a kingdom people. Thank you for assembling just us to be able to come and to be able to be charged and to be able to come and stay sharpened and to get the tools that we need to be able to continue on the road that is ahead of each and every one of us in our diverse places of life. More grace.
Amen. Amen. I agree with God on today. And listen, I can give a charge, but y'all have to accept the charge. Glory be to God. Amen. And so I thank God with you that he hog-tied me too. I thank God that he had a hook in me and he didn't let me go. I thank God that when I wanted to do wrong, he didn't allow me. He convicted me until I turned the other way, because it could have been another way. I always, when I look at people and they get in trouble, and even the trouble that I've been in the past, and I say, Father, you snatched me out just in time. You pulled me out of that fire. You could have allowed me to die in my sin, but you didn't allow it. You gave me grace again over and over. When I kept going back like a dog returning to his vomit, I kept doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. But the Lord and his mercy, and the Lord in his mercy and his love for me. Trust me when I tell you there's nothing good in me. If you all would have knew me just 10 years ago, I was a basket case. Do you hear me? I didn't know if I was coming or going. It was God and his infinite wisdom that cleaned me up, that changed my heart, that turned me around, that talked to me and said, you can't be a liar. You must tell the truth. That gave me a ministry called the Truth Form and made me a truth teller. It was nobody but the Holy Ghost that cleaned me up and made me an apostle and made me an elder. I'm telling you what I'm telling you. That's why I stay on y'all like I do, because I know if God did it for me, he can do the same. He's no respecter person. There's no hole that you can go in. There's the darkest of dark he can save. He can save a witch. He can save a warlock. He can save whoever he wants to save. He is God. There is nothing that can control who he is. He is sovereign. He does what he wants. He does what he wants with who he wants. And even the darkest of people, we may not have any mercy on them. We may want to throw them away, but God loves them. He loves them just like he loves us. He loves them like he loves us. Amen. And his mercy and his grace is for all of us that are willing. You got to be willing. You got to be willing to submit. You got to be willing. God can call you, but you got to be willing to say, yes, I'll go. Hey, my God, you got to be willing. You got to be willing and submit it and say, God, I'll do it. 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 Hey, Mako Bashema, mama. If it costs my life, God, I'll do it. Oh, my shame. I got to lay it all down, God, I'll go. Hey, mama, say, mama, say, mama, say. Oh, thank you, God. I know we got to go. I know we got to go. I know we got to go. Oh, God, but I'm so grateful today. I'm so grateful today. Will there be another that would like to come forth? Hey.
Hi, everyone. This is Varshae.
Oh, God.
I'm listening at everyone, and I know we all can relate because a lot of us found God when we were in a broken state. But this word came right on time to hear you, Apostle, say, are you committed to a firm foundation? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves individually. And are we ready for God to commit to God for him to clean up the hidden work, the work that we like to remain hidden. But just hearing rebuilding, I understand now, or you just had me remember that rebuilding requires or can signify God's power to restore, to repair, to renew what was once broken within us, what was considered destroyed or even lost, even in our spiritual lives. But rebuilding, like you said, Apostle, requires repentance. And will we humble ourselves to repent? Will we acknowledge God as that restorer that he is? That requires our repentance, because God promised to restore us. And will we have that firm foundation? Will we be anchored? Will we allow him to be anchored in our lives? This word hit home. So, Apostle, I'm just grateful for your obedience. This one's going to stay with me to 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. But I just thank you for it, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen. We trust and we thank God on today. And I appreciate you all coming forth on today. Varshae, Prophet Zeporia, that came forth on today. And it was somebody else that came forth. Tara, P.I.T. Tara came forth as well. If there be anyone else, I don't want to leave anyone out. If you're here and you want to come and you're able to come, if you can unmute, you can do so now at this time.
Tonight at 7 p.m. is the Sit Miami's Disciple Nights. It's a really special time where we gather around a table and we study the Word of God. And in our third year, our theme is Apostolic Base, Regional Reach, Builders and Senders. And we are really getting ready to dive deep into this theme on today, since we are officially in our third year of existence. We want to invite you out if you are in the Miami-Dade County area, if you're in the Broward County area. We want to invite you out to Disciple Nights. We have currently two locations. We have one on the South Miami end, and then we have one in Miami Gardens. Two different locations, but too powerful. The power of God hits both locations, amen, in a very unique way. And so we want to invite you out. It has nothing to do with citizenship. You don't have to be a citizen of St. Miami to attend. If you need Bible study, if you need to study the scriptures, this is the place to be. And so we want you to email us for those of you that have never been to Disciple Nights, but you want to attend. We want you to email us today at info@sentmiami.com to get the address. If you are a part of our mailing list, if you aren't a part of our mailing list, we want you to go to our website and subscribe so you can be a part of our email list, so you can be a part of our text messaging community, so that when we text message or when we have different updates, trust me, we won't spam you. We only really send out a message once a week. And it's really about things that are coming up. And so tonight is Disciple Nights. We're excited about it, 7 p.m. We want you to join us if you're able to. And we meet every other Thursday, every other Thursday. So we're meeting tonight on the 19th, and then we'll meet again on the 5th of March. So if you're interested in attending and you need the address, email us at info@sentmiami.com or go to our website, sentmiami.com, and go ahead and subscribe so that you can join our email and our text community. You can also go to our website to obtain the replays. All right. The most current replays, we ask that you give at least 24 hours so that we can upload that information, but it is there that you can listen to the majority of all of the replays from January 5th up until today. All right. We end 60 for 60. We got another, 2 weeks, and then we'll close on March the 6th. And so this has been the most enjoyable time. It has been really the highlight of my 2026 has really, 60 for 60 has really been a highlight for me personally. Amen. I'm so thankful that the Lord would establish this prayer initiative. It's been such a blessing to me. And I know that it's been a blessing to you as well. Join us back here at 5 a.m. in the morning. Prophet Zaporia will be leading us in a time of study and in a time of prayer. And you don't want to miss it. So join us here tomorrow morning. Don't forget to get your 20 minutes in before you go to sleep, before you lay down on today. Spend time with God. Stay with Him. We love you, and more grace.
More grace. More grace.